We have an amazing privilege right now.
Wow.
Bakasha.
Wow.
We have an amazing privilege right now to welcome Racheli Frankel.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Bechvodo ba'atmo.
She burst onto the international scene because of the terrible tragedy that we're familiar with, and has been such a stalwart supporter of Jewish unity and somebody who believes wholeheartedly there's a very important, there are many messages that must be transmitted to the Jewish world that she and her fellow mothers have an opportunity to do. Shalom, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You're okay. Let me just move you in a little bit.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you.
What brings you to the United States?
Well, with the help of the UJA and the Federation, we're organizing Unity Day, Unity Shabbat, Unity Week, and there's a whole series of events in 25 states. I'm sorry, my English is not exactly... just trying to promote, bring Jews together from different walks of life. We've had events with, you know, any kind of Jew you can imagine, coming together, spending time together, getting to know each other. So that's what we're here for.
Why is it, in your estimation, that what happened to your son and the other mothers that are in the same situation you're in has led to this incredible galvanizing of Jewish unity around the world?
Well, it's a big question. There might be a few possible answers, but I think it tapped into what we are and who we could be. And everywhere we go, we see people yearning to connect to each other. Yes, there was hope, the fact that there's children, the fact that Pidyon Shvuim is such a big mitzvah in Jewish religion and culture. There are many reasons, but beyond that, Am Yisrael was just unbelievable.
Do you get it when people ask you how you've moved on from all that and have become such a positive spokesperson for the Jewish world?
I've learned from Shari Mandel, it's not about overcoming, it's about becoming. You don't move on, you take it with you, and you try to grow.
How is your family in general?
Thank God.
You're doing well.
You're doing well.
And the Unity Prize that was formally introduced in Israel, is that something that's extra special to you?
Sure. It's the Jerusalem Unity Prize, and the whole concept of Unity Day is the time off to, you know, focus on what's important and give recognition to people that are doing wonderful work in this field and try to encourage others to get into it. And, you know, all over the world, there are communities reaching out, ultra-Orthodox, modern-Orthodox, Reform, conservative, so-called non-affiliated Jews, just trying to connect for, even if it's for a day, a year, it creates a fundamental connection.
You know, Miriam Wallach and I have started what we call the Jewish Unity Initiative. We'd like a blessing from you that our initiative, which has taken us to many different cities and has just given the message that if Jews are in any type of situation, we want other Jews to know about it. We'd like you to just give us a word of encouragement that this type of activity can be very, very helpful to the Jewish world.
You don't need my encouragement. If you're into it, I'm sure you're doing all the right things. I'm convinced that in order for us... oh, wow, look at that.
That's okay. Don't worry about that.
We've heard it before. Don't worry.
We're convinced that, you know, today it's from Yerushalayim. To finish the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, you have to know what hurts your fellow Jew, what makes them joyful. Kol ha-mishtatef v'tzarat ha-tzibur, and whoever makes the chatan kala happy, kilu banachat mechurvot Yerushalayim. It's all about connecting, trying to understand each other, not becoming identical, we never will, but just whatever you're doing, go ahead and keep it up and grow.
Can you believe we're celebrating Israel in New York like this?
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much for being
here
today.
Thank you
very, very
Racheli Frankel, Tadarabah. Wow, what an honor for us to speak with you.